here at the American Freedom Network, and we hope very, very soon to have our special guest this morning, Jeffrey Smith, talking about his new book on genetically engineered food. Now, we've talked to you many times about the fact that there is an organized, orchestrated effort to do harm to the American people, but most people find that so difficult to believe that they would have actually introduced into the food chain something like aspartame, which is a product that contains methyl alcohol and phenyl alanine and aspartic acid, and the two amino acids are deadly in a regular form. And methanol, well, methanol produces blindness and all sorts of other terrible things. And why would they allow that in the foods? Well, of course, it is. We can thank Donald Rumsfeld for that back in 1981 when the Reagan team, transition team, was there. Donald Rumsfeld was there. And because he had a financial interest in getting aspartame, you know, through the Federal Drug Administration, and of course I suspect that he knew what a terrible effect it would have on the public, and just as his crass indifference to the suffering of our service men, he sent over to fight and bleed and suffer and die in Iraq, but never to be given a chance to win. So he did the same thing to the American people with aspartame. And it's a horrible thing to contemplate that there really are people who have a different worldview, who have no sense of right or wrong. Well, but let's carry that over then into what's happening with genetically engineered food. And Jeffrey, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, they didn't beat me, so I'd much rather have you tell the story. Jeffrey's on the front lines of this battle to expose the danger of genetically engineered food. And listen closely. You'll want to get Jeffrey's book and his videos and the material he has, because, believe me, your life and the life of your family are at stake. Please pick up the story.
Well, with genetically engineered foods, for those that don't know, it's where foods, crops like soy, corn, cottonseed, and canola, their DNA is altered. Genes from bacteria and viruses and other products are forcibly inserted into the DNA, and the concept is that you're just simply transferring a trait from one species into another. But that concept is flawed. The process of inserting a gene causes massive collateral damage. Your reference to Iraq is very appropriate in this case. You intend to just introduce a single trait, but you end up causing mutations up and down the DNA, hundreds or thousands of them by the time the product is grown into a plant. And this means that the genetically engineered crops, according to the FDA's own scientists made available through documents that were forced into the public domain by a lawsuit, the scientists had said that these foods could create allergies, toxins, new diseases, nutritional problems. They realized that the process was imprecise, was fraught with unpredicted, hard-to-detect side effects, and had urged their superiors to require long-term safety studies. Now, here's where the financial piece comes in. The White House had instructed the Food and Drug Administration to promote the biotechnology industry in order to increase U.S. exports. So the Food and Drug Administration created a new position, the number two position at the agency, the person who was going to be in charge of policy development, especially during the time when genetically modified policy was being created. And they drafted Monsanto. They created this position specifically for Monsanto's former attorney, Michael Taylor, who, after a job well done at the government, became Monsanto's vice president. Monsanto, of course, is the creator of the genetically engineered crops, most of them that are grown around the world. And their ideal future, according to their former consultant, was to genetically engineer 100% of all commercial seeds in the world and patent them. So it was a power grab in the food supply, the likes of which no one had ever seen in history. And part of that process was getting the U.S. government to sign on and support. And so under the rulership, so to speak, of Monsanto's man in the FDA, the scientists were completely ignored. According to documents that were made public from the lawsuit, their concerns were systematically removed from the policy till one of the scientists said, "What's become of this document? There's no science in it. It's basically a politically motivated document that doesn't discuss the unpredicted side effects." Instead, it gave the lie that the agency was not aware of any information showing that the foods were different, and on the basis of that lie, said that no testing whatsoever was necessary in order to introduce these foods to the market. The FDA did not even have to be informed by Monsanto or others if they wanted to introduce a crop to the marketplace. Now, 11 years after the major crop was introduced in 1996, we've compiled all the known health risks of genetically engineered foods, and we see thousands of sick, sterile, and dead animals, thousands of toxic and allergic reactions linked to humans, damage to virtually every system, every organ studied in animals, in the laboratory, and many, many new ways in which this technology can create unpredicted side effects.
Well, what I think is so interesting is that over in Europe, why people are aware of what's going on here in America, because of the control over the media, most people have no idea that we're being poisoned by the food supply. Tell me about, you were recently over in Europe. In fact, we talked when you were there. And certainly you've had a chance to talk to the Parliament and to the certainly the officials there at the European Union. And I know you've been to Brazil. You've been all over the world and all throughout the rest of the world. People are up in arms about this, aren't they?
Well, actually, there's a kind of a big split. You see, part of the public relations efforts through leaked documents from Monsanto and others was a clear attempt for them to infiltrate the regulatory bodies and political parties and to create a sense that genetically modified crops were necessary to feed the world. And this was reflected in a lot of political rhetoric. They also somehow got their men and their women planted in key positions in ministries like the Ministry of Agriculture in various countries, even the Ministry of Environment. And so what I've been facing as I've traveled around the world to more than 30 countries is a very interesting dichotomy. For example, England is an excellent example. I was there last in June, and I spoke at met with a member of parliament who was the former UK Minister of the Environment, Michael Meacher. And he and I have met several times. He wrote the foreword to my book, Genetic Roulette. And he points out that over 80% of the people in the UK do not want genetically engineered foods. They don't consider them safe. They don't want to eat them. And yet the government pushes them forward nonetheless.
We'll be back in just a moment with Jeffrey Smith. And ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about your health, your family, on the very continuation of society as we know it.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Thank you.
here at the American Freedom Network. And of course, Jeffrey was saying that over in England, of course, it's the government that wants to force the genetic modified foods on the people. The people don't want them, but I mean, tremendous pressure is being brought to bear to introduce the genetically modified foods into Great Britain and certainly onto the continent. And yet, certainly the vast majority of the people are opposed, at least those who have any idea what this is about. Isn't that the case?
In fact, in the United States, compared to Europe, I've been reading the press for over 10 years, and whereas the UK press has some really staunch, independent, skeptical reporters that report on the health risks and the firings of scientists and the damage to animals that have been fed these GM crops, the United States press does not report that at all. They either are closed-lipped on the subject or read like a biotech brochure. So if you ask the average American, have you ever eaten a genetically engineered food in your life, 60% say no, 15% say I don't know. Only 25% realize that GM foods have already been on the shelves. They may not know that it's soy, corn, cotton, and canola principally, but they do know that it's out there. By contrast, when Americans visit Europe, they typically stun their European hosts in that they rarely know anything about GM from the U.S. side, and the Europeans are just shocked that they don't know that we're eating these foods and all the details of them. Over there, genetically modified foods have to be labeled, but the FDA, because they're mandated to promote the biotechnology industry, is ignoring the wishes of 9 out of 10 Americans who want genetically engineered food labels in order to support the financial goals of 6 agricultural biotechnology companies and the U.S. government, who is their supporter. So we are kept in the dark, and on that basis, genetically modified foods flourish on the basis of U.S. ignorance.
Well, now, Chris, one of the things that I think any thoughtful person is concerned about is the skyrocketing incidence of cancer here in America at the beginning of the last century. 1 in 33 people developed cancer, and now it's every other person, and very soon, I fear, it'll be every person. But there is something in milk, especially in milk that's produced by this recombinant growth hormone product that is put out, I believe, by Monsanto, that actually increases the incidence of both breast carcinoma and pancreatic carcinoma. Could you cover that briefly?
Sure. The Monsanto introduced in 1994 a drug based on a genetically engineered bacteria that produced a bovine growth hormone, a cow hormone, that they inject into cows every 2 weeks to increase the milk supply. Now, the milk is not the same as the normal natural milk that's been available for millennia. In fact, it has many differences. It has increased amount of pus, increased antibiotics because of the increased infections, increased bovine growth hormone, but most especially, it has an increased hormone called insulin-like growth factor 1, or IGF-1. Now, the IGF-1 is already in milk and in a natural way. It's already in humans in a natural way, and one study showed that milk drinkers increase their IGF-1, free-floating amounts of IGF-1 by about 10%. But that was based on natural milk. It wasn't based on the milk treated with RBGH, this bovine growth hormone. That bovine growth hormone, when injected into cows, dramatically increases the levels of IGF-1 in the milk. And we suppose that it would also dramatically increase the amount of IGF-1 in human beings drinking that milk. Now, women, premenopausal women with high levels of IGF-1 are 7 times more likely to develop breast cancer. Men are 4 times more likely to develop prostate cancer. IGF-1 is implicated in lung and colon cancers. And IGF-1 is also implicated in higher levels of fraternal twins in the U.S. And it's expected that this is the reason why we have much higher levels of fraternal twins in the U.S. compared to the United Kingdom, where RBGH is not used on cows, because it's banned, actually, in the EU, in Canada, and in most industrialized countries.
So 7 times increase in breast cancer and 4 times increased in prostate cancer?
Yeah, that's for those who have high levels of circulating IGF-1. Now, no studies have been done on the milk from cows treated with this hormone and cancer. So it's just a matter of people connecting the dots to see, well, do we want to put more IGF-1 in our bodies? Many scientific articles have suggested that it is not a good idea to increase the levels of IGF-1. And there's been, you know, dozens and dozens of, actually there's thousands of articles linking IGF-1 to cancer, and many of them very, very major smoking guns showing the high risk factor.
Well, the thing is that these reports are out there, probably largely financed by our own government, because they put a lot of money into this war on cancer. But what does it, good does it do to have all this scientific knowledge if it is being concealed from the American people?
Well, it's a very interesting point. I mean, the Monsanto gave like $100,000, I think it was to the American Dietetic Association or some of the major associations, to take a toll-free hotline to explain why the milk was the same. A lot of money was spent. Money was spent and influence made in the American Medical Association claiming that the food was the same. So we have all these high-level support organizations that fly in the face of the evidence. So what we've been doing, my organization, the Institute for Responsible Technology, and other groups like the Oregon Physicians for Social Responsibility, we've been educating consumers about the health risks of genetically engineered bovine growth hormone on our own. And there's been a number of organizations that have been doing this, and what has resulted is now we've hit the tipping point where there's so much consumer concern about milk that dairies are falling over themselves to remove any, to stop the use of this bovine growth hormone. So back in September last year, the Boston Globe said, if any more jump on board, this could be a tipping point. By October, the tipping point was clearly being reported in the New York Times, and by January in Reuters, Starbucks stopped using it, Publix supermarkets, Kroger supermarkets, Safeway in their North Pacific Northwestern dairy processing, Tillamook cheese, all these different dairies have stopped using RBGH because we have created a consumer revolt. So we are at the top of the food chain. We don't have to wait for the government to give us permission to protect ourselves from these dangerous foods. We can determine what we want to put in our bodies and become victors rather than victims of a incredible power grab by the biotech industry.
Well, how can we decide when we go to the store whether the milk we have there is produced with the recombinant growth hormone, bovine growth hormone, or whether it's not? Is there any way to tell looking at the bottles?
Yes, there is. Some of them actually label their products as no artificial hormones. You can also go on my site, seedsofdeception.com, and you can click to a link where it has various dairies around. Food and Water Watch, another organization, has a more up-to-date thing we'll be linking to very soon. So there are ways there is an attempt now to be clearly labeled as foods without, as milk without RBGH. Some of them label it on their cartons. And some of them you have to actually check their website or the website that compiles the list of dairies that have this RBGH-free milk. So we're making efforts to get that information out. We're also going to be circulating a non-GMO shopping guide by early next year in all the health food stores and also direct to consumers so that they can shop not only to avoid RBGH-laden milk but also the genetically engineered crops, which would include, as I say, soy, corn, cotton, and canola, a little bit of zucchini and crookneck squash, and Hawaiian papaya.
Well, now, let's talk a little bit more about the effect of the soy, the genetically engineered cottonseed oil and canola oil and corn. What about corn? Well, my understanding is that there have been really, in animals, disastrous effects as far as fertility, male fertility in animals that have been fed this genetically engineered corn. What's the story there?
Well, there's only been about two dozen peer-reviewed published animal feeding studies, so we have very limited data. And of that data, it's not encouraging whatsoever. Monsanto's own corn study, which was forced into the public domain by a lawsuit, showed that when rats were fed their corn for 90 days, they had toxicity in the liver and kidneys and other problems. But we see a lot of evidence from people actually using genetically modified corn on their animals. There's about two dozen farmers in the Midwest that say thousands of pigs became sterile was a result of eating genetically modified corn varieties. This included false pregnancies, even giving birth to bags of water. There's a farmer in Germany that claimed that 12 of his cows died. He was an early adopter, planting experimental field trials of genetically modified corn, giving it almost exclusively to his cows. Over the 2 years, 12 died. Others had to get killed because they were sick. And others in the area also reported problems, but when they settled with the biotech industry, they promised as part of their contract not to reveal the details of their problems. In the Philippines, people living next to a cornfield genetically engineered to produce its own pesticide found that when they are breathing in the pollen of the pesticide-producing corn, they developed a mysterious disease. When it was fed to the animals, several animals died, and there was unexplained human deaths. The same corn was planted the following year in 4 more villages, and again, during the time of pollination, when people were breathing in the pollen, they too suffered a mysterious disease. Some of them were incapacitated for some time. So we have all these reports from people actually using the corn. We know that the process of producing this corn causes every cell of the corn to produce a toxic pesticide. And this toxic pesticide in its natural state has been shown to create allergic type reactions in humans. Now the same cotton that's producing this toxic pesticide is causing the same allergic type reactions in humans that are harvesting the cotton or leaning against it or loading it into trucks or working with it in ginning factories in India. So we're seeing the people responding to, we believe, this toxic pesticide that now is inside our corn, it's inside our cotton, and because of the fact that genes can transfer from genetically engineered food into our gut bacteria, it might actually take up residence in our own gut bacteria, continually producing this pesticide inside of us.
Well, now, what about the story of the pig farmers here in the Midwest who were actually feeding their pigs this genetically modified corn?
Right. What I was talking to Jerry Roseman from Iowa, where I live, and he said that he described a whole situation where his pigs were not getting pregnant, and he didn't know why, and he brought in veterinarians, and he brought in food experts, and he himself was a food expert, and they couldn't figure out what the problem was. And he finally was introduced to two other farmers in his area where they were also having the same problem, and they were all feeding a Garst brand genetically modified corn to their pigs. And so they approached Garst representative and said, "We're finding that there's a sterility problem in our pigs, and it's because we think it's because of your seed." And the person says, "Well, why is that our problem?" So they took a little sample of seeds, Garst did, and said they would have it analyzed. And that was the last Jerry heard about it. After 6 weeks, he had one of his consultants contact Garst, and he called back Jerry and said, "You're not going to believe this. They say they lost the sample." Well, Jerry had saved plenty of corn, but they never asked Jerry for any more samples. When it hit the news, and people were starting to be concerned that the corn may be causing sterility in pigs, Jerry was contacted each time it hit the news by more and more and more farmers, each complaining of the same thing, each linking it to genetically engineered corn. But the government and the companies completely denied any link to it. In fact, the company that had claimed that it had lost the sample later claimed that it had done all the experiments necessary to show that it wasn't the corn. They did it obviously on sample that was lost. So it was a lot of deceit, a lot of sleight of hand, and a lot of false consoling of farmers saying, "Oh, it certainly isn't the corn. It must be bad management practices." So they blamed it on the farmers, but now we have about 24 farmers, all who have claimed that this appears to be the genetically engineered corn varieties that they fed to their pigs that caused the problem.
Well, now, is that the same type of genetically modified corn that we would be getting?
Absolutely. It's the corn. Over 60% of the corn produced in the United States is genetically engineered. Most of that genetically engineered is to produce this toxic pesticide.
All right, we're going to be back to some home with Jerry Smith right here at the American Future Network.
Destiny Lending. Angela, how does a first-time home buyer get started? Get your financing first. Avoid disappointment and surprises. Know how much house you can buy before you even go shopping. With down payment assistance programs of up to $20,000, now is the time to buy a home.
So call Angela Smith of Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. You should call Angela now, 970-988-3840.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Well, I stand here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Jeffrey Smith. And before we go on, Jeffrey, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, your organization, get your books, especially your great new book and the other material you offer.
Sure. My new book is called Genetic Roulette, and you can find information on it at geneticroulette.com. We also have an organization called the Institute for Responsible Technology. Institute for Responsible Technology is available at responsibletechnology.org. Now, on either of the sites, you can sign up for a free syndicated monthly column. You can listen to on at geneticroulette.com. You could listen to an hour-long talk or download it into your iPod or onto a CD. You can watch excerpts of a movie, Hidden Dangers and Kids' Meals. We also have other DVDs and books for sale. Information that we can give, that we can pass out through your websites, through your listservs. We're trying to get the information out in as many ways as possible. Our Institute for Responsible Technology, for example, is working with all of the natural food company leaders to take out all remaining genetically engineered ingredients from the natural food industry and setting up GMO education centers in all the health food stores with non-GMO shopping guides. We're working with a GM-free school campaign. So if you want to get involved with something on your local level, go to responsibletechnology.org and contact us and let us know that you're interested in working with us, and we can set you up with a manual and a media kit and your own education materials. And you don't have to become an expert on this. It's all in the DVDs and materials that we provide or that you can access yourself. In addition, we're educating healthcare professionals and even religious leaders about these foods so that they can then share with their patients and their members about how to eat healthier and avoid eating genetically engineered foods?
Well, I think this is very important. And is there a telephone number, or would people just go to you by, get to you by email?
Well, you can go to, you can always contact us by email at info@responsibletechnology.org. If you're interested in buying a product, and that's, and there is an order center with a toll-free number, and that is 888-717-7000, 888-717-7000. And so you're welcome to email us. We have a small staff. We're trying to grow. In fact, we've, this month for the first time, we have matching donations on our site from Mercola.com Foundation. So that's available now. But we're trying to grow our program so that we can quickly hit the tipping point in the United States, forcing food companies to realize that using genetically engineered ingredients is a liability. It's already happening with RBGH right now. We believe this will happen with genetically engineered crops, hopefully within the next 2 years, and we have programs to help bring that about. It happened in Europe within a single week, and we're very confident it can happen here.
Well, now, the animal studies, of course, they've never really done any large-scale human studies, have they, to determine whether this is safe?
No, in fact, the genetically engineered foods were put onto the market probably before they were ever fed to a human being. There have been no clinical feeding trials, no post-marketing surveillance on what's happened to humans. Only a single human feeding study ever conducted, a very small one. It showed the genes transferred from genetically engineered soy into human gut bacteria and was integrated there on a stable basis. This means long after you stop eating genetically engineered foods, you may still have some messengers of those foods, some genes stuck inside you, continually producing foreign proteins that may be toxic or allergenic or carcinogenic or blocking nutrients. We don't know, because we have done only a single human feeding study on this, and we don't know the implications of it. This was funded by the United Kingdom government, and as soon as they found that the devastating results, they packed up shop and did not allow any more studies on humans and follow-up studies to see what the implications were, because as we said before, the UK government is very pro-GM. In fact, they had funded a study by another scientist who discovered that genetically engineered foods might in just systemically and generically create massive damage to animals. He had rats that had caused, that had been caused with potentially precancerous cell growth in the digestive tract, smaller brains, livers, and testicles, partial atrophy of the liver, damaged immune system. All of these as a result of the process, apparently, of genetically engineering a crop. When he went public with his concerns, apparently the UK Prime Minister's office made two phone calls to his director, and the next morning the scientist was fired from his job after 35 years and silenced with threats of a lawsuit. So the heavy-handedness of the UK government and the US government has kept critics and adverse reactions out of the public eye as much as possible, but we've compiled it all together in Genetic Roulette into 65 health risks, each presented in two-page spreads with an executive summary on the left side and detailed reference text on the right, so people can just flip through the pages and see how dangerous these foods are and see the irrefutable, overwhelming evidence of harm.
And, of course, that study you're speaking of in Great Britain, that was the potato study, wasn't it?
Exactly. Exactly.
Potatoes. And when the scientist told the truth, he lost his job. And and this is, was a, sends a chill to any other scientist who wants to do the right thing. You do the right thing, ladies and gentlemen, you lose your job and you're not going to get another one. This is what it's really all about. Now, we do have some animal studies, though, that somehow or other they did on rats. Was that the Monsanto study?
Well, there were several rat studies. There's one, another example of someone that was unable to continue her research. A leading researcher at the Russian National Academy of Sciences found that when rats were fed genetically engineered soy, they had huge infant mortality, over 50%, compared to only about 10% when mothers were fed non-GM soy. In addition, the structure and shape and even color of the testicles of males that were fed the GM soy changed. The liver's color and the liver shape of the cells changed. She was, and even the offspring of the mothers who were fed GM soy were unable to reproduce. They appeared to be sterile. Their behavior was more aggressive. There was all sorts of differences, and also smaller in weight. And yet, she was told she could not do any more research on genetically engineered crops. pressured by her department's leader, and then who was in turn pressured by the person at the Russian National Academy of Sciences. And this happens all the time. There's another study that showed when mice were fed genetically engineered soy, there was changes in all of the organs studied, including young sperm cells were altered, and the embryos, the offspring of the parents who were fed genetically engineered soy, their DNA functioned differently. And that group could not get any funds for doing follow-up studies. We have a lot of indications of very serious problems, and yet a consistent theme is that the results are either ignored or denied and certainly not followed up, and in many cases the scientists have been unable to do any more research.
Well, now we've been told that the genetically engineered rice here in California, some of the pollen from that is spread into other fields, and you've had accidental contamination of a certain part of the rice crop here in California. What do we know about this genetically engineered rice? Is there a problem with that, and how far has the contamination of the rice crop spread?
Well, they never did plant on purpose large-scale fields for commercial introduction of the rice. It was just the intermixing that they don't know how it happened back in as early as 2001 or earlier. They just announced last year in August that there was this contamination, and it's probably going to cost the industry $1 billion in losses of markets. It's not as much in California as it is in the South. California has been blessed by having very little of this at all, or at all of this contamination, but in the South, it's been quite a bit.
We'll be right back with this.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing Medicaid and Medicare available.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Before we went to the break, we were talking about some of these animal studies that had been done that show the very definite, alteration in the animals, and these would be rats and mice who were fed these genetically modified food. But of course, you can't do these studies unless you have the money, and every effort has been made to cut off and really prevent these studies from being done. And of course, if they are done and they find it's harmful, why, of course, pressure is put on the scientists to actually give that up. And we were telling us about this woman over in Russia, scientists over there, who actually found the deleterious effects of feeding genetically modified, was that corn or what was it they were
eating? That was soy, actually.
The soy.
Yeah, the soy. We know that soy has had some real problems. It has higher levels of a known allergen. It has a new protein in it that might be an allergen. It has changed. It has the way that it produces proteins is the way it turns out in an unpredicted manner. So it might be producing completely different protein structures than were intended. We know that individuals, when they had skin prick, when at least one individual had a skin prick test that found that person was sensitive only to the GM soy and not to the natural soy. We know that it also genetically modified soy is doused with high concentrations of herbicide because it's designed not to be killed with herbicides. And so the residues on the genetically modified soy, the herbicide residues, are generally much higher. And that also could be cause of problems. We know that when mice were fed the GM soy, their digestive enzymes were produced in dramatically lower quantities, which could inhibit digestive processes, which could have all sorts of ramifications for allergies and other problems. So this is the soy that's in 89% of the acreage of soy in the United States. So if we're going to eat if you're going to eat soy at all, I would suggest eating either organic soy or soy that clearly says on the label, not non-GMO or not made from genetically engineered soy.
And of course, the difficulty is that since they dominate the market, the vast majority of soy and is genetically modified. And what percentage of our corn is genetically modified?
About 61% of the corn in this current harvest is genetically engineered. That's not popcorn. It's not blue corn. It's not white corn. But it's the yellow corn that's genetically engineered. That's the corn that's used in corn flour and high fructose corn syrup. A smaller percentage of the corn that's used in corn on the cob is genetically engineered. So it's really kind of a gamble if you take it, unless it says organic or non-GMO. So in order to avoid products that are genetically engineered, you generally have to do either buying organic or buying products that are labeled non-GMO or avoid the at-risk ingredients altogether.
Well, how can we tell? Are there markets that will actually deal with non-GMO foods?
If you go to health food stores, a lot of the products will say non-GMO on them, and some of them have actually removed the at-risk ingredients. The main problems, of course, are soy and corn derivatives. There's soy lecithin, which is in chocolates. There's high fructose corn syrup, which is in sodas and variety of things. Candies, of course, have a lot of soy and corn derivatives. And then there's also vegetable oil. All the four major GM crops, soy, corn, cottonseed, and canola, are all used for vegetable oil. A lot of companies now are switching to sunflower oil or safflower oil or demanding that the oil they use is non-GMO, even if it's soy, corn, cotton, or canola. So a lot of health food stores have the choices. We're going to work with them to increase it so that it'll become virtual GM-free centers. However, in the meantime, we have to be vigilant and read the labels and find out which products are non-GMO.
Well, now, what about in, fast food restaurants with the oil that they're using for making our French fries and the other products? Would those be any of those oils you mentioned?
I'm afraid that I have not found any fast food restaurant that is GM, that uses non-GM oils or carefully avoids GM ingredients. If in order to go out to eat, you probably have to go to a place that cooks things from scratch, and then you ask which oils do they use. If they use vegetable oil, that means soy, corn, cotton, or canola, and so you respond, can you cook my food either without oil or in butter or in olive oil? These products do not have genetically engineered crop inputs. And so that's how I can travel around the country and around the world and avoid eating genetically engineered foods, even in restaurants. Of course, you also have to avoid the corn products like the corn tortillas, and you have to avoid soy products like soy sauce and tofu. But you don't have to worry much about the cotton or the canola because they're not going to stir fry up any cotton or canola for you. Those are just used in vegetable oil. So again, it's avoiding the processed foods. Now, there's an excellent example of how intense these things are in processed foods. Appleton, Wisconsin school changed its menu for the kids from processed foods to fresh, naturally and freshly prepared healthy foods, and eliminated virtually all genetically engineered foods by accident, simply by switching from processed to fresh. And what happened was the behavior of the kids dramatically changed in that school. The learning ability dramatically improved. We don't know if it's from the genetically engineered varieties that were eliminated, or from the additives and processing agents that were eliminated, or a combination of both. But it is an additional benefit of avoiding processed foods for yourself and your children.
Well, we're not hearing about that through the controlled media. That's the problem. The average person, the average parent has no idea what they're doing to our children.
I know. In fact, in my book, in my video, Hidden Dangers in Kids' Meals, which you can see a section in there, a 3 or 4 minute section, all about Appleton, Wisconsin. If you go to the homepage at geneticroulette.com, or you go to responsibletechnology.org, you can see a version of this Appleton, Wisconsin experiment where the superintendent of schools and the principal and the teachers and the guidance counselors talk about the amazing transformation of kids' behaviors and learning ability simply because their food was changed to fresh, healthy, more natural foods.
And really, what a terrible crime it is that this is information is being suppressed here in America by the mass media. And yet, when you were in Europe, certainly the response of the public was overwhelmingly in support of what you were doing, wasn't it?
In fact, whenever I speak, it's possible to completely change people's diets within 30 to 60 minutes when they realize the truth. There's overwhelming support for my message once people hear it. For example, I spoke to more than 200 physicians in early August in Chicago conference, and I asked them to rate themselves from 1 to 100 how vigilant they were in the past week at avoiding eating genetically engineered foods.
Jeffrey, we're out of time. God bless. We'll look forward to talking to you Monday evening.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
What you can find at the end of a rainbow. That's right, a pot full of gold. But who can find the end of a rainbow? Well, we have, and it's down at the corner. That's right, the corner. The Corner Coins and Jewelry Incorporated. Family owned and operated by John and Carol Anderson for over 16 years. Specializing in precious metals, gold and silver investments, and rare coins. Have it and hold it locally down at the corner. The corner of Remington and Mulberry in Fort Collins. The Corner Coins and Jewelry, 970-482-7759. That's 970-482-7759.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniel Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years' experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this was a very important talk. We certainly have a 4-tape set on genetically modified food, and several of the interviews there are with Jeffrey Smith. So if you'd like to, of course, get a copy of our 4-tape set on genetically modified food, it's a must. And we carry a book called GMOs, Beware the Coming Food Apocalypse. It's only, I think, $8 or $9, but it tells you many of the stories you heard this morning. Now, Jeffrey's books are great, and certainly we recommend you go to his website. We do have a very inexpensive little book called GMOs, Beware the Coming Food Apocalypse. going along with our genetically modified, food four-tape set, and you can get a four-tape or four-CD. And then, of course, if you want information on aspartame, which is in almost all of your processed foods, and it is a deadly poison, and they know it's a deadly poison, and Donald Rumsfeld knew it was a deadly poison when he got it released on the public. And then a man had sent our boys to fight and bleed and suffer and die in Iraq, but never have a chance to win. Would you expect any better from him? Now, if you'd like to get the material we have on aspartame, we have 2 4-tape sets. We have a DVD entitled Sweet Misery, another one called Sweet Remedy. We have 2 books, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, and Aspartame, The Forgotten Epidemic. It is over 1,000 pages. It is the encyclopedia on the poison that they're giving to our children. Then, of course, if you want to know about mercury and how they're poisoning our children with the vaccines, yes, they told you that they've taken the mercury out of vaccines, and they're simply lying. When your child gets their influenza shot at 6 months of age, it's laden with toxic mercury, which is so toxic, well, you can't even put it on the skin. But it's all right to inject into your young child, and they'll get that certainly at 6 months and at 12 months and every year till they're 5. So they'll get their full dose of mercury, and if they don't get it then, why, they'll give it to the mother when she's pregnant to do the maximum amount of harm. You need to get our 4-tape sets on mercury, on autism. You need to get the DVDs we have on thimerosal and the smoking tooth, and the material is there. You need to get it. We have the material, of course, on fluoride in my talk on the hidden agenda, the syllabus that goes with it, the 4-tape sets of the book entitled The Fluoride Deception. You need to know that they're poisoning us. They know what they're doing because there are too many people in the world. It's all about population control. And believe me, when the incidence of cancer goes from 1 in 33 to every other American, and they know about the things about milk. I mean, I've pretty much quit drinking milk simply because I know what's going on. My wife, you know, reads all the labels at the store, and you better start doing it too if you hope to have your health. And so many people are dying of cancer today unnecessarily. The war on cancer is really a war on the American people. And to understand it, you need to give 1 4-tape set. It's called the New Order of the Barbarians. It's the only tape set we have that comes with a transcript. It's based on a talk given by Dr. Richard Day, the former medical director of Planned Parenthood, where he lays out the whole plan. The suppression of treatments for cancer. If people are going to die of something, they might have died of cancer because there are too many people in the world. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, we have more to do with you.
Want to talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.